Well, by the way, I was preaching about how they're wanting to not keep the Christmas scenes out and stuff. Well, I was going to a funeral home Tuesday. I was going to Kent. I went down Route 59. I noticed Brother Danny's house. Man, Danny's got this year. He's got lights going right down like the star, right under the. And then you got the manger. And I said, yes. I mean, he's got it right almost to the curb, man. I said, way to go, Dan. I was trying to think of his number. I was going to call him out of my phone while I was driving. I said, no, I better not. I'll probably crack up. But I told him, I said, Danny, I love that. I love that. I said, now that they're quitting, telling people to quit doing them, I think I might have one pretty soon of mine, you know. Maybe next year or something. Make me a big, we'll do some big manger scenes and stuff. Amen. I want the world to know Jesus came.
Amen.
It's not Xmas. We're about to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. This is called Christmas, not Xmas. It's customary and right to say Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays or Season's Greetings. Without Christ, there can be no Christmas. Boy, this is what I preached last week and the Wednesday before. Even though, I mean, almost word for word. even though nativity scenes may be outlawed from public property, even though our school children may not be able to sing traditional carols at their Christmas programs, even though stores may forbid their employees to say Merry Christmas. By the way, Walmart said, no, we're going to say it. We're going to say Merry Christmas. And matter of fact, I'll give it to you if I think about Wednesday. I got a list of all the ones that are saying it Christmas and all the ones that aren't. I'm going to give you the naughty and the nice. Amen?
Yep.
Amen. Even though, and by the way, even those that are naughty, you ought to boycott them.
Yep.
I think Christians need to speak out. This year, more than any year in my life, I've really emphasized Christmas. Even Merry Christmas, even though Santa Claus has become the central figure and symbol of Christmas, Jesus is still the reason for the season. Let's give him the honor and recognition he deserves on his birthday and focus on the real meaning of Christmas. Merry Christmas to all. Millie Jackson and Hiram. Well, God bless Millie Jackson. Amen. Up there in Hiram. And I told him if I had her address, I'd send her our tapes. I bet she'd get a kick out of them. Amen. She has the same philosophy. And alrighty, turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. Boy, it's great to see Dakota Wilson today. Trying to get over that. He almost had gotten pneumonia. I'm glad they kept him in the house. And he's probably got the greatest nurse in the world, his mama. And I'll tell you, Jeannie takes care of that baby day and night. And well, he's not a baby anymore. He's a big boy. But he's got a good nurse there. And she called last week, and I just said, no, keep him in. Don't take him out for nothing. I'm glad it warmed up, and I'm glad you're here today. Amen. I want to have some fun with you today. I want to stir your emotions a little bit and provoke you to think. I'm going to take Christmas, but I'm going to turn it around a little bit. And you'll see in just a minute here. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. One verse. I'm glad Jesus was born for you and I, aren't you? Look at Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Man, it's great to see each one of you. It just thrills my heart to see each one of you. God bless you. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Can anyone say amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the Savior that was born approximately 2,000 years ago for all of us here today in the whole world. And I just want to praise you for that birth. Lord, no matter what man would ever try to stamp it out, the fact remains Jesus was born for mankind. And Lord, we praise you for it. And I just pray today I can be a blessing to all that came. Help me be an encouragement. Holy Spirit, fill me and may Christ be lifted up and honored and glorified. Help me to do well for you, Lord, that I can be a blessing to these people. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You might be seated. I want to thank the ladies that put up the Christmas tree. They did a good job, didn't they? Thank you for decorating. Thank Brother Phil for plowing the snow. And thank you all for just being a blessing in so many ways. How many can praise God for the Savior, Jesus Christ, that was born for them in Bethlehem. How many can say amen to that?
Amen.
How many can say praise God, he was born? Amen. He was, wasn't he? When Jesus came down from the splendor of heaven, think with me now. When Jesus came down from the splendor of heaven to be born for all mankind, he was saying to the whole world, I love you. I mean, all inhabitants of earth, I have come down to earth to redeem you because I love you. Listen, world, P.S., I love you. That's what he's saying to us today. Amen. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. He loves us. Amen. Listen, think with me about this. No birth in all recorded history of time has affected the fate and destiny of mankind as the birth of Jesus Christ. No other birth ever has been more important than the Lord Jesus Christ's birth. No birth showed more importance and more influential effect than the birth of Jesus Christ had on mankind. And if, when you start to think about it, the birth of Jesus Christ for mankind, the importance of it, it's incalculable. Even though I get excited, D, and praise God and be excited about Jesus, and we should. And Eddie, as much as I try to show you the greatness of it, the greatness of his birth for you and I is incalculable. It's beyond our imagination to see how wonderful it really was. Can anyone say amen? The birth of Christ goes beyond our understanding to comprehend the great riches of the love of God for you and I. Amen? Today I want to pose a question to all of you. And I hope it will be, hope it will provoke you to think even more about the greatness of Christmas. I'm just going to have a question for our service today. And here's the question. I want to pose this question to you. What if? How many of you ever played the what if game? The what if? Here's the question I want to pose to you today. What if Jesus had not been born? What if Jesus, now he was born, but what if he wouldn't have been born? What if he had not been born? I want you to follow me if you can. I could never do this in one message, but I'm just going to have fun with you about the Christmas message. If you put your hand in Luke 1 or Luke 2 there and put also your hand and turn to Matthew chapter 1. And what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to take the Christmas story. And I just want to give you some thoughts. What if Jesus had not been born? Are you with me, church? Well, let me think about this. First of all, if Jesus had not been born, I'm going to give you a couple scriptures besides that, but you stay in Matthew and Luke. Just keep your hand where you can flip back and forth. How many got it? But Brother Kerry, if Jesus had not been born, 1 Peter 1:20 would never have taken place. 1 Peter 1:20 talks about God foreordained Christ to be the sacrifice and shed his blood for our sins before the foundations of the world. So God would not have had to foreordain the birth and death of Christ before the, if he's not going to be born, then God would not have, before the foundation of the earth, Brother Brian, God couldn't have planned for it if he had not been born. If Jesus had not been born, when God made Eve the first lady, he would not have made woman, so the blood came from the man. So the seed came from man, because see, when God made Eve, he was preparing for the virgin birth of Christ. You see, Jesus couldn't have any human blood in him. If Jesus had human blood in him, he would have sin. And if he had sin, he couldn't be a sinless Savior that could die for our sins. Are you thinking with me? But see, he made Eve, so the woman, none of the woman's blood ever gets into the child. The blood comes from the man. So when you take the DNA test, do they check the woman or do they check the man? Tell me. Yeah. See, God was already preparing for the virgin birth of Christ before when he made the first woman, Eve. Huh. Well, he wouldn't have to worry about it. He could have made Eve any way he wanted to if Jesus would not have been born. Amen? In Matthew 1:18, now you can start following me. In Matthew 1:18, the Holy Spirit would not have conceived in many, in Mary to bring about the birth of Christ. If he's not going to be born, then the Holy Spirit doesn't have to conceive in her. Amen? In Matthew 1:23, Mary would not have had to need of a virgin birth. There would never have been an immaculate conception. Are you with me? In Matthew 1:19, Joseph would not have had to put Mary away privately. He would not have to had worried about making her a public example because she wouldn't have been with child if Jesus had not come. Are you staying with me? I'm looking at your faces. How many of you understand what I'm doing today? Okay, I'm worried. In Matthew 1:20, had Jesus not been born, the angel of the Lord would not have had to appear before Joseph in a dream, tell him not to fear to take Mary as his wife. In Luke chapter 2, verse 6, when Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem to be taxed, boy, I wish that would have stopped, amen? That's been going no matter if Jesus came or not. Matter of fact, they're doing a whole lot more. Huh. And now they've got the Democrats in, they're going to be doing a whole lot more. But I shouldn't see that in there. But it is the truth. Notice, when Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem to be taxed in Luke 2:6, it would have been much easier trip because she would not have been carrying a child. She would have been without child. That would have been a whole lot easier going to Bethlehem to pay their taxes without being with child. Some of you would say pregnant, but no one's ever pregnant. They're with child. Are you with me? Notice, it would in Luke 2:7, it would not, if Jesus would not have been born, it would not have mattered as much that there was no room for them in the inn because the Son of God wouldn't have been there anyways. And they wouldn't have needed swaddling clothes and a manger. In Luke 2:9, the shepherds would never have been spoken to by the angels as they watched their flock at night. In Luke chapter 2, verse 10, 11, the shepherds would never have known the good tidings of great joy that a Savior was born. If he wasn't born, they would never have known that great joy. Shepherds got excited about the birth of Christ. We ought to get excited about it. In Luke 2:12, the shepherds would have never looked for a sign to see a Savior because if Jesus was not born, there would have been no sign. If Jesus had not been born, Luke 2 verse 13 and 14, then there's no birth of Jesus. The angels, remember how they sang for glory to God in the highest? Luke 2:13 and 14. If there had been no birth of Jesus, the angels of heaven have nothing to praise anything on earth for. The only thing they were praising things on earth for was because the Son of God there was, the Prince of Peace was there. You take Jesus away from the earth, there's nothing to praise for. In Luke 2:20, the shepherds would have no story to tell. Because remember how they went and they said, we're going to go out and tell the story after they saw Christ? They said, we're going to go out and tell everybody. Eddie, they'd have no story to tell. They'd have no praise on their lips and they'd have no joy in their heart had Christ not come and be born. In Luke 2:25 and 26, Simeon, who was waiting till he saw the consolation of Israel, till he saw the Christ, he would have died and never seen the Lord's Christ before he died. In Luke 2:36 and 38, Anna would never have seen the Lord before her death and would have never made the statement, "I have seen the redemption of Jerusalem." Wow. Stay with me. In Matthew chapter 2 verse 1, the wise men from the east would have never come to see Jesus. Their search would have, and journey would have never started taking place because what would they have been searching for? In Matthew 2:2, his star, the star of Christ, would never have shined and showed the way or been followed by wise men because why would be the reason for it to shine? There'd be nothing to follow. There'd be nothing to see. By the way, I really like, Danny, how you brought all them lights right now. That was really cool. Notice in Matthew 2:4, The priests and the scribes would have never been summoned by Herod to ask where Christ would be born. Remember when he found out, he said, oh, where, they said, he got them all together, says, look, check the scriptures. Where is he going to be born at? If Christ had never been born, Herod would have never got the scribes and Pharisees together to find out where Christ would be born. Right? Stay with me. I'm leading up to something. Don't give up on me. This is going to make a lot of sense here in just a minute here. In Matthew 2:2, the question, where is he born king of the Jews, if Christ is not born, would never been said, would never been asked. In Matthew 2:11, wise men would have never came to the house. By the way, it says house. See, the wise men didn't get there the night Jesus was born. He was born in a manger, but later on they found a house for him. Are you with me? So it was many months had passed before the wise men got Christ came. Are you with me? And that's why I said they came to his house. In Matthew 2:11, wise men would never came to the house where Mary and Joseph were. If Jesus had not been born, there would not have been no reason to come to that house. I want you to think with me. Are you thinking? I'm hoping. When you preach, when it's quiet, there's only two things that can happen. Either you're laying a great golden egg, or people are really thinking within, hey, this means something. I hope it's the latter. I hope this means something to you. In Matthew 2:12, the wise men would have never been warned of God to go back another way because they never went the way in the first place. Matter of fact, they would never known the way. In Matthew 2:13, the angel of the Lord would not have had to appear to Joseph to tell him to flee to Egypt. Because the only reason he fled to Egypt was because Herod was killing all the babies. They didn't have Jesus. Why would they have to flee? In Matthew 2:16, Herod would not have to have feared. See, when he heard the king of the Jews was being born, he feared his kingdom being taken away. That's why he had all the babies from 2 years on down killed. From 2 years on down. He would not have killed those babies because he wouldn't have feared someone taking his kingdom. By the way, today, we say, how could Herod do that? How could Herod kill all those innocent babies? America's worse than Herod. We've been killing babies in abortion for over 30 years. Brother Carey was telling me before the church, I was so thrilled when he told me he was taking a class, he's going to college, he's taking a class. What's the name of that class you're taking? Yeah, communication. And the teacher asked him about who believes in abortion, who doesn't believe in abortion. And Brother Carey raised his hand and said, I don't believe in abortion. I think it's murder. It took a stand. Amen? Amen. And he said, I took a stand. He said, it's not because of what my church says, because I know what God put in my heart and what the Bible says. Amen. See, let me encourage you not to call people pregnant. See, when you're pregnant, you're trying to say there's no child in there. That's why they can abort them. Oh, she aborted her pregnancy. But when you read the Bible, the word pregnant's never in the Bible. It's always with child, with child. The moment, and I believe like you do, Brother Carey, the moment of conception begins life. And so when you remove that which life that's in you, you are killing a baby. I don't care what term it is, how old it is, it's a murder. And we are killing millions and millions of babies, far more than Herod ever did. So don't look down on Herod. America is going to have to stand before God for all her atrocity. Amen? And so... That wasn't in the Christmas. That wasn't a Christmas story, wasn't it? I had planned to say that too. I'm glad you said that. It just fired me up a little more. And look, if Jesus had not been born, then hundreds of Old Testament prophecies would not have been written. Example, Isaiah 7:14 talks about a child shall be born, a virgin shall conceive and have. Are you with me? You take that, rip it out of your Bible. Because if he's not born, you don't need it. Take out Micah 5:2. They'd be born in Bethlehem. Rip that out. Take out Isaiah 9:6. Rip that out. Matter of fact, take out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of prophecy of Christ coming, because if he doesn't come, then you don't have no Bible. Take out John 3:16, for God so loved the world, because if he didn't come, you don't, then you can't show he didn't, you can't say he loves you. Hello? If Jesus had not been born. Am I making sense to anybody? In Matthew 2:23, Jesus would not have grown up in Nazareth had he not been born. In Matthew 3:1, John the Baptist would never have come preaching out of the wilderness. Remember how he came out preaching, prepare the way for Christ? He said, I must decrease, but he must increase. He said, I'm not worthy to tie his shoe latch. How many remember that? He probably would have stayed in the wilderness, Eddie, because there would have been nothing for John the Baptist to come out of the wilderness for. If Jesus had not been born. By the way, if Jesus had not been born, then John the Baptist wouldn't have baptized Jesus in the Jordan River. What's he going to do, baptize invisibility? Like Christian scientists do? See, you're not really there, and that chair you're sitting is not really there. Matter of fact, we're not here, we just think we are. Something about Christian science, I'll tell you about Christian science. It's not Christian, and it's not science either, amen? It's a lot of disturbed people that don't know what they're doing. Notice, you say, I wouldn't say that if I was you. Well, if I was you, I wouldn't say it either, but I will, okay? Notice, in Matthew 3:17, after John the Baptist baptized Jesus, the words that was said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased, would have never been spoken and would have never been heard if Jesus had not been born. Huh? Think about it with me. If Jesus would not have been born, there would be been no miracles performed. I mean, there would be no miracles at the wedding of Cana of Galilee. First miracle he did when he changed the 6 water pots into wine. By the way, those 6 water pots, he changed the water into wine. It's a picture of the new birth. 6 is the number of man. God made man on the 6th day. 6, and he was 6 water, representing man. And we need the water of the word to get saved. And when he saves us, we become a new creature in him. That's what that 6 water pots is for. It shows you the new birth. By the way, if you don't think that, and then by the way, if you keep reading that scripture, in that same chapter, then Jesus goes into the temple and scourges those people in the temple. And he said, get out. He cleans up the temple. See, after we get saved, Brother Bud, we become the temple of God. And see, he starts cleaning us out. There's so much great spiritual truth in that John chapter 2 about Christ and you. It's unbelievable. But if he didn't come, forget about it. It doesn't mean nothing. Hello? But it does. If Jesus had not been born, then blind Bartimaeus, when he was going down the road and heard Jesus was coming, he cried out, Son of David! Son of David! Have mercy on me! Son of David! Son of David! Have mercy on me! Jesus stopped and blind Bartimaeus received his sight. Had Jesus not been born, blind Bartimaeus would have never had sight. He'd have remained blind for the rest of his life. Walked in darkness for eternity. Think about that. Because we either died lost, and he went out into eternity, which is blackness and darkness forever. Think about that. Had Jesus not been born. Yep. See, this is not as bad a thought as you think it is. Had Jesus not been born, the lady with the issue of blood that went to all the doctors and tried everything, spent all her money until she came to Jesus, she never would have been healed with the issue of blood. She would have died of losing the blood. If Jesus had never come, if Jesus had not been born, the huge crowd of the 5,000 that was on the hills would have never been fed with the loaves of bread. Lazarus would not have been raised from the dead. Lazarus, come forth. He died, and 4 days later, Jesus came. Why'd he wait 4 days? 4 is the number of the world. 4 represents the world. See, all men die and go to the grave. And if they want to resurrect to life, they need Christ to bring him back to life. See, if you want to live eternally, you need to put your faith in Jesus Christ, because only he can bring eternal life. He's the only one that can bring you the resurrection. That's why I said, I am the resurrection and life. Though you be dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever believeth in me shall not perish. Amen? Lazarus would still be in the grave had Jesus not been born. The widow of Nain, her only son died, and they were coming, having a funeral procession. If Jesus had not been born, that funeral procession would have never stopped. And her son would have never been brought back to her. Because if Jesus is not born, there's no one there to bring him back. Peter's mother-in-law, and by the way, Peter wasn't the first pope. He had a wife because he had a mother-in-law. I can't believe anybody would want a wife without, I can't believe anybody would want a mother-in-law without a wife. Mother-in-law, mother-in-law. By the way, can I say something? And I mean this from the depths of my heart. I thank God for my mother-in-law. I loved her like my own. She was the greatest, one of the greatest ladies I ever knew in my entire life. They're not all bad. There are some great mother-in-laws. I had a great, she's in heaven now. I thank God for Rosie's mother. What a tremendous lady. I was blessed not only with a great wife, but with a great mother-in-law. And a great father-in-law for that matter too. So they're not all bad, amen? So don't knock Peter, but you can't be the pope because he's married. For some of you popesicles. Oh, you're going to get us, preacher. I'm supposed to be serious today. Boy, wouldn't this life be horrible if Jesus wouldn't have been born? And by the way, I'm not trying to make fun of people. I shouldn't have done that. Because some people just don't like. You went to that one church and you saw that didn't have a seven-letter Christ. A lot of people are sincere, but they just never been taught truth. And the only reason I know the difference with that, with Peter, because God was good enough to teach me truth. That's why you need to come and learn. Let us teach you the word of God so you can understand and be fully furnished with God's word. Get out of bed and come and let me teach you the Bible. I'm doing a six discipleship class, and then after that I'm gonna try to go through the whole Bible with you next year. And you need to come and let me help teach you the Bible. I don't know it all, but what I do know, I'm gonna teach you. I got a lot to learn too. We'll learn together. Amen? And I'm gonna tell you right now, the greatest thing you need today in 2006, in the coming 2007, you need God's Word. Because we live, Brother Joe, in perilous days. Yes. And I'm going to tell you, Christians, you better flock and you better cling to the things of God. Because I'm going to tell you, there are times going to be coming when you're going to need that to strengthen and give you courage and comfort you. Amen. And only God's word can. If Jesus would never have been born, Brother Carey, the maniac of Gardania, he would have never got out of the tombs and never got cleaned up and never got saved, because if Jesus didn't come, nobody could have reached him. The lame man, if Jesus would not have been born, all the lame that Jesus healed would never have walked. All the blind would never have seen. The leprosy would never have been cleansed. And they that saw Christ calmed the wind and the waves and said, we've never seen it on this fashion. They never would have saw it on that fashion if Christ had not been born. If Jesus had not been born, there'd be no Last Supper. If Jesus had not been born, there'd have been no Calvary. If Jesus would have been, how can he die on the cross if he's not been born? Why would he have the Last Supper that foretold his death? Why would he have that if he's not here? Are you still with me? Amen. See, Eddie, we do the Lord's Supper in remembrance of him. If he didn't come, why, it would be futile for us to have the Lord's Supper if he never came. Right. Brother Jack, what would we be remembering? Huh? Are you thinking with me? No, if he would not come, there would be no resurrection, no Calvary, no ascension back to heaven, and there'd be no promise of his return. If he did not, was not born. Andrew would never have brought, in John 1, 41, Andrew would never have brought his brother Peter to Jesus. If he's, how could he bring him there if he's not there to be there? Philip would never have got Nathanael, 1:45 of John. And Jesus would not have told Nathanael he saw him. Boy, I'm gonna look at that John 1:48. Look at John 1:48. Carl, I read that scripture, and I've read it over and over, and yet, man, that just captured my heart when I read that. Look at 1:48 of John. Nathanael said to him, "Whence knowest thou me?" Jesus answered, "Are you with me in John 1:48? Before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee." I'm preaching on that tonight. Those three words, "I saw thee." Man, that thing came right off the page when I read that there. I said, wow. Man, aren't you glad he sees us? Some of you are going through life and you're discouraged and your heart's broken and you're going through all kinds of trials and you got stressed and you're saying, man, does God care? Does God know? Yes, God does know. Yes, God does care. I'll preach it tonight. You come back at 6, I'll show you. Nathanael, I saw thee. He would have never saw Nathanael because he would have never been there. Are you still with me? Nathanael would have never heard those comforting words, because he would not have been there to speak to him. There would be no disciples, Brother Brian, if Jesus was not born. There'd be no apostles. By the way, there'd be no Bible. You say, why do you mean, preacher? Well, the whole New Testament was written about the life of Christ and what he gave them, to Paul, to write about the church. Are you with me? But did you know, I noted this, Jesus is the focus and central theme of the whole Bible, the old and the new. If Jesus didn't come, who would the Bible write about? So if Jesus was never born, then this Bible would never have been written. And by the way, there'd be no prayer. Who would you be praying to? Allah? There's no help there. Muhammad? There's no help there. Sun, moon, there's no help there. Buddha, there's no help there. Hare Krishna, there's no help there. Hillary Clinton, there's no help there. I had to bring you out of it. George Bush, there's no help there. Jim Jones, no help. Who was the guy down in Waco, Texas that got killed? Kores, no help there. If Jesus would not have been born, who and where would you pray to? Man, I'm glad he was born. Are you still with me? If Jesus had not been born, Brother Carey, there'd be no redemption for mankind. All the world would be condemned to go to hell forever because we're born sinners. We'd all be condemned. For the wages of sin is death. The second part says, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But if he doesn't come, there goes the gift. Erase the rest of it because the gift's been blotted out. Now you see why they want to take him out of Christ. See, there's a reason behind and orchestrated behind the evil hearts of men, the darkness that want to take Christ out of Christmas. All the world would be condemned to hell forever, dead in their sins, without hope. Without a prayer, who would you pray to? Without a Savior, man would be totally annihilated from God and alienated from God. I want to say, they'd be alienated from God. They'd be annihilated in hell. And man, watch this. I know I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to have fun with the statement. And America and the world would be bankrupt if there was no Christmas. But what went through your mind, and I did it purposely to get you to think this way, you're thinking about the 70% monumental sales of Christmas that makes up most of their whole profits for the whole year. But that's not what I want you to understand. No, if Christ had not been born, the whole world would be bankrupt. They'd be bankrupt because we'd be in poverty, spiritual poverty, without no way to get redeemed. I'm not worried about the sales of Christmas. I'm worried about the redemption of mankind. If Christ was born, you didn't have no Christmas. Boy, I'm glad he was born. So is Walmart and JCPenney and everything else. But they don't realize the most important thing is why he was born. Can I tell you something? I'm not against Christmas presents. I buy my kids presents. I buy my grandkids presents. But I think we should keep it in perspective of why we're buying them. I think they should always see the gift is a representation of the gift that came from heaven in love. That love, God sent a gift down in love, and that gift ought to be given in love. Saying an expression, Christ came down, it was a gift, and I'm giving you a gift. Notice look at this last scripture. I'll just quote it to you. Galatians 4:4. God's official record of Jesus' birth. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, made of a woman. Amen? I'm glad at the appointed time that God said he did send his son. And I'm glad there is the joy to the world because the Lord has come. The kids are probably saying, are one of the songs Joy to the Lord? I don't know. I didn't see your Christmas play at school. Do you sing Joy to the Lord? The next week, the kids will be singing. One of the songs will be singing. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive their King. Dun, 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 and let heaven and nature sing. If he wouldn't have been born, there'd be no rejoicing. There'd be no singing, and you're glad I stopped. But aren't you glad he was born? And aren't you glad there is joy for us? Can you imagine if he wouldn't? We'd have no hope. I couldn't tell you, I couldn't tell you when you die, you're going to have eternal life. And you're going to die and go to hell forever. I don't think many people be showing up every week and saying, we're all going to hell. We're all going to hell. There's no hope. There's no way. What? Yeah, that's all we could. But now I can say there is a hell. But guess what? Christ was born for you and I, so we didn't have to go to hell. So we could go up to heaven with him. Don't miss the great gift of Christ. That gentleman back there was Susan Nisley. Last week he asked Christ to save him. I'm so glad he's here. He got the greatest gift of Christmas ever. The greatest Christmas present he ever got was last week. He asked Jesus into his heart. You know, I'm going to tell the world, had Jesus not been born, the shepherds would not have been going out to tell the world. But because he was, the shepherds did go out and tell the world the story. And just like the shepherds did, I'm going to go out and tell the story too. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Have you heard? Have you heard? Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. For you and I. I'm glad he was born. It'd be a horrible time and a horrible day if he had not been born. How many are glad he was born for you and I? Let's bow our heads in prayer. David last night asked his good friend from childhood, Brian, do you know if you die you'd go to heaven? And his good buddy asked Christ into his heart and saved his soul. You know, Brian was probably is David's age. He's probably around 35 years old, 36, right in there. He'd heard the story about Jesus. He knew about Christmas and Easter. Yet he'd never personally invited Christ into his life. You know, it really makes a difference, not just hearing, but receiving. I'm going to quote you the scripture, and then I'm going to pray with you. John 1:11 says this, Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. He came to the Jews, but Jews... Then it goes on in verse 12, but because they didn't receive him, the Jews. But as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name. Some of you today might be here and you've really never received Jesus. I didn't say you didn't pray, but you never really realized that you needed to ask Jesus to come into your heart and be your Savior. Just like he was at your house knocking at the door and you'd open up your house door and say, come into my house, Jesus. He knocks at everyone's heart and he wants to come into your heart, and you need to let him come in. And if you do, you'll get to go to heaven, and you'll get the greatest Christmas gift that God ever gave, his son. Sad, a lot of people receive Christmas gifts this year, multi-millions, but they'll lose the greatest gift of all, and what it's all about. They won't take the gift that God sent. The unwrapped gift of Christ is the saddest story for anyone's life. How many could say, Pastor, before we go home, Pastor, I know for sure if I died, I'd go to heaven because there was a day I asked Christ into my heart, and I did ask Christ to save me and be my Savior. Could you raise your hand? I'm sure I'm saved. I know if I died, I'd go to heaven. Thank you. You may put them down. Would there be any today? Just be honest with you. No one's looking. I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you. I promise. Preacher, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never thought about this, what you said today. And I know all about the Christmas story and Easter and everything like that, but I never really thought about Christ just coming into my heart, being my Savior. And I'm not really sure now if I died, I'd go to heaven. But I'd sure like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. Preacher, would you pray that I could ask Christ into my heart? Just raise a hand. Pray for me. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Anyone like that? Pastor, I'm not sure if I died. Yes, God bless you. Who else? Who else? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Just raise your hand. Let me see it. I think I see that hand. God bless you. God bless. It took courage to raise it. God bless you. Who else? Preacher, I'll be honest with you. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about being baptized. I'm not talking about giving and praying in the church. I'm talking about, have you ever realized that Christ came just for you? Folks, he was born just for you. That birth of Christ in Bethlehem's manger was one-on-one. If you'd have been the only person alive in all mankind, all human race, Christ would have came because he came to redeem man. He said, I come to seek and to save them which are lost. All people are lost. All people need to be saved. And if you've never been saved, you're lost. Not talking about being a Baptist. Not talking about having religion. I'm talking about knowing Christ as your personal Savior. Knowing that one day you're going to die, and if you don't know Christ as your Savior, you're going to die and go to hell. You're going to die and go out in eternity and go to hell. There is a hell. That's why Jesus came and died. By the way, that's why he was born, so he could save us from hell. Some of you need to, today, ask Christ to come in your heart. Don't put it off. You put it off long enough. Oh, I might do it later. No, you won't. You won't do it later because later will never come in your life. You need to come right now and say, I want to know Christ as my Savior. Who'd say, Preacher, I need to ask Jesus in my heart. Pray for me with a raised hand. Pray for me. I need to ask Jesus in my heart. Who'd say that? Just lift your hand up high. Let me see it. Pray for me. Yes, I see that hand. God bless you. Yes, I see that. God bless you. Who else? I need Christ. I need Christ. Maybe you're a Christian and you're like Brother Dave. You've got a friend that you need to go to and say, hey, do you know about Jesus? Say, preacher, I've got a friend. Pray for me. Or a family member I need to go to. Yes, 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 yes. God bless you. Yes. Heavenly Father, help us to go and spread the great tidings of joy. The great tidings of joy. David had the joy beyond measure last night when his friend got saved. There's something about winning people to Christ that just brings joy. Because it's God's will that all men be saved. And none come, none perish. And Father, I pray today that the Holy Spirit of God would show people that Christ really loves them, that he was born just for them, that he arose, and that he wants to come in their heart. Help them to ask him in their heart today. Help them to trust him as their Savior. I pray in Christ's name. And Lord, help our people to go to those friends and family and tell them that Christ was born just for them. Help us not to be ashamed of our Savior that was born for us. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. We'll sing a verse. What page are you on, Dave?
383.
Every eye closed right before we go. If you raised your hand and said, preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure. I know Jesus as my Savior. And I'd sure like him to be my Savior. Would you look up here to me for just when no one's looking? You that prays, just look up to me. You meant that, didn't you? I know you did. You meant it. I know you meant it. Come. Come forward right now. Just step out of your pew. I won't call you, but you come and let us show you in the Word of God. Let us show you in the Bible how you can be saved. Don't leave without being saved. Don't leave without being saved. Come forward. I'm not asking you to get baptized. I'm not asking you to join this church. I'm just telling you, listen, He came for you. Christmas is Christ. The gift that you want under the tree is not something from Sears and Roebuck. You want Christ. Not against Sears and Roebuck, but that won't get you to heaven. I'm for Christ. He'll get you to heaven. Oh, if you just realized your need for him. It's more, listen, it's not religion. It's really knowing Christ. Let him come into your heart. We'll sing one more verse. One more verse. Thought. We're not going to sing no more. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's not talking about for a car to get healthy and to get rid of cancer or not to die or help your marriage or help your child get well from being sick. That's not got nothing to do with salvation. There's millions of prayers, but there's only one prayer that goes to salvation. And that's when you lift up your heart to Christ and say, I want you as my Savior. Come into my heart and be my Savior. For whosoever, that means anybody. You say, preacher, I'm too bad. God wouldn't, yeah, he'll save anybody. Whoso, you don't know what I've done. I don't care. Whosoever will may come. God's no respecter of people. The Bible says persons. Anyone can come. Well, you don't know my past. I don't care. Either does God. Whosoever will may come. You just come. You come to Christ. I don't want to make this a habit, but I'm going to say this prayer. You're here today and you've never asked Christ to save you, and you would like him to save you. You could say this prayer right now. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Please come into my heart. Be my Savior. I believe you died for me. I believe you arose. I believe I need you to get to heaven. Jesus, I want you as my Savior. Come into my heart. Save my soul from hell. And take me to heaven when I die. I ask this the best way I know how and by faith. Amen. If you said a prayer like that and you meant it from your heart, God heard you. And he saved you. If you said it and it wasn't from your heart, you could say it a million times and it would not matter. Because the Bible says, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. But if you said it from your heart and you meant it, and you did it for you, not for me or anybody else, he saved your soul. See, salvation is real easy. People just make it hard. See, all the work of salvation has been done. Christ has done, died for us and rose. He did all the work. All we got to do is, all we got is a responsibility is to believe on him. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Before Brother Mike leads us in prayer, I'm just curious. Did anyone ask Christ in that prayer this morning? Did anyone say, Jesus, I want you to be my Savior? Raise your hand. Let me see it. Yes, yes, yes. Wow. Three people. Hallelujah. Did you ask the Lord to save you, honey? Praise God. Are you a teenager? Amen. Brother Eddie, this young lady, a teenager, asked Christ. I see a lady that her little five-year-old boy got her to come to Sunday school, Mike. She just raised her hand. And young man there. Now, once you get saved, you're always saved. You don't have to keep asking God to save you. You're saved and you're sealed forever. I'm glad you came. Anything we can do to help you, we want to be an encouragement. Amen? Amen. All righty. Come back tonight. David, practice.